Oh my god. I should really poopy today. Oh my god. Bro, my voice is getting really wacky. I just woke up and I've been feeling poopy. Oh right, my chat room is in the Twitter space thing, so you can like copy it and get in the chat room if you want to talk to me. Hi. Like, I woke up and I think I was like feeling the fever already. And then, whatchamacallit? you know, if you can see my alt account, then you know. And I tried to draw a bit to calm down. And then I was like, wow, I'm feeling really hot and my head's really hurting. And then I check my temperature, it's like 38. But I don't really go outside and I'm fully vaccinated. So I doubt it's COVID. Really poopy morning, God. I woke up like 6 a.m. I think. Yeah. I'm the rebella. This isn't the morning voice or anything. I feel really hot. I haven't told my family yet. I haven't told my family yet that I'm sick. Cause I don't want them to panic. I'm just gonna sleep it off, but I can't sleep. I can't sleep because I'm feeling I'm feeling like that. Maybe you should tell them. They're gonna get worried. Every time I got a fever back then, they'd get super duper worried. I don't know. My dad's gonna clean my PC today. I wanted it to be a Twitter space thingy since I obviously can't stream my dad cleaning my PC with me. But I'm feeling sick. I don't know. If I can do this, then maybe I can do that. But I really can't, like, get the energy to get up from bed. But yeah, wild night yesterday, huh? Wild night last night. After the stream ended, Bosso called me. I mean, no, not even after the stream ended. While the stream was ending, like at the final moments of the stream, Bosso called me and him and my dad were like checking out my PC, and then my dad saw all the dust. My room is clean, by the way. It's just that I don't clean my PC. Because I thought you did it every 2 years. But my dad like saw the dust and showed it, forced me to show it to my boss. And then Gira was like, I'm gonna post this. I'm like, no, don't post it, please. I'll be embarrassed. I don't want people to see this. Please don't post it. Don't post it. I was begging him to not post it. And he's like, no, Virgil, you're gonna get shamed, but you deserve it. And it's good clout. So I was like screaming at him to not post it because I'm gonna be really embarrassed. And then he was even streaming it to me. He posted it. And now I'm like, bruh. And now I woke up feverish. Ugh. More like anti-clock. I never had the mindset. I never had the mindset that, bad clock is still clock, because I don't want. I mean, it's probably not that. It's probably not that bad. I mean, I am a laughing stock now. I mean, always have been. I've been like the one people always make jabs at Kometa. So, but I don't know. I'm just confused. I was like, also, don't post it. Please don't post it. I'm literally begging you here. Don't post it. And then he posted it. And now I'm too embarrassed to do anything. Wait, my head's really hurting. Well, I don't really have anyone to talk to. My friends are all sleeping right now. Maria, I talked to Maria earlier. No, not earlier. Just before the tweet cast, I talked to Maria. I talked to Maria. She's really nice, but she's at work right now, and I don't want to take too much of her time. I know she's willing to though, but go focus on your work, girl. Focus on work. Please, she helped me cheer up a bit. But my friends are asleep right now. Drink a lot of water if you feel dizzy. Right, I have water here. But I can't seem to get myself up. I mean, I can, I probably can, I just have to really force it. Damn it, I also have a stream today. The, wait. A sudden fever? It's probably because I couldn't sleep properly yesterday. I posted something really mocking of that. I know. Now I feel bad. Should we take that stuff down? No, it's fine. Whatever. I don't know. I just wish Bosu took me seriously. But then nobody really takes me seriously, so what the hell, man? They take some medicine? No, not yet. I don't want my family to go outside and get medicine for me. Oh my god, my eyes are feeling really hot. I can't sleep though. Oh, give me a bit. Yeah, I'm getting water. I want to do something today. I want to at least draw or anything. Usually I'd draw or practice singing. But I can't do anything right now. I wanna play games. And then, I finished this visual novel I was reading yesterday. But I got the bad ending. Well, no, not the bad ending, more like the ending. So now I wanna go for the true ending. I wonder if I can keep myself to. I wonder if I can get myself to just read. I wonder if that's fine. I wonder if reading's fine for sick people. Yeah, because I want to do something. I don't just want to stay in bed all day just like resting. It's so boring. Yeah, maybe do something so that doesn't require too much energy or voice. Because back then when I was a kid, I would always get sick. I don't get that sick anymore. So I don't really know what to do when you're sick. Yeah, it's kind of hard to focus to the temp. I remember last time I got super sick, it was, what's the name of that one mafia anime? 91 Days? I was watching 91 Days. And I couldn't understand. It felt like a fever dream watching it. Because I did have a fever. It was really bad. I had a fever for a week. Mid endings are honestly worse than bad ends, in my opinion, because they're so close yet so far. Yay. Man, I thought, you know, I don't really use guides in visual novels. I kind of just do whatever. And I feel good when I get the true ending, just doing whatever. But I got the A ending, so I messed up there. Damn, you watched 91 Days so sick. Yeah, I know, right? It felt like a damn fever dream. All I remember is like someone betraying someone. And that's it. But that's like really irrelevant. Maybe just doodles. I did doodle a bit earlier. That's when I realized I was sick. Because my head was like super hurting. I was like super hot. Sounds like a lot of anime, yeah. I just remembered the betrayal part. Rachel, but all the plots in that anime might get you more sick. Yeah, I think that's probably what happened, right? Because I was like, well, oh my god. Scary, and then I was sick, so I probably couldn't handle the excitement and stuff. Oh my god, my eyes. I want to keep talking though, but I don't really know what to do since I can't sleep. Have you gotten any red clots to use? Yeah, I should probably go get that. I think we have those ice bag thingies. I think I have an ice bag. I could probably use that. I don't know. If we don't have it, my cousin probably does. But my family's gonna have to go to them and ask for it. Weather changes stress, not getting enough rest or a recipe for sick. Oh yeah, the weather here was crazy. Like, it was raining and then thundering and then normal and then raining and then thundering and then normal and then thundering and then raining. God, my body feels really. I wonder if you guys can even understand me. Abrupt changes in temperature can mess people up. Hopefully it's just that and not the current. Oh my god, wait, my eyes. And the coronavirus. And I doubt it. Should I still check? I doubt it, though. I really do doubt it. Okay, you can understand me, nice. My eyes are closed. Maybe this TwitCast can be me sleeping all of a sudden. I don't know. I don't feel sleepy, but my eyes still hurt, so I, like, shut my eyes, you know. Sounds like flu, not necessarily the Rona. All in me. Thanks. What's something I can talk about? Hearing your snoring sounds would be nice. Oh my god. No. Damn, when I used to sleep with my family, they tell me I snore. When I'm really tired, and I don't want you guys to hear that. If you do, just be careful, don't start sleep talking. How does sleep talking even happen? And what do people say when they sleep talk? In my drama animes, what happens when they sleep talk is that... Well, it's not just animes, it's also in those stupid telenovelas. Like, they'd be sleeping with their lover, and then they'd mutter out, like, someone else's name, and then... Oh my god, drama, just because from the sleep talk. Snoring can be relaxing to listen to. Oh my god, my grand... Can you hear the kids outside my house, by the way? Can you hear the kids outside my house? My grandpa snores really loudly. I used to sleep, like, in the same room as my grandma and my grandpa. And then my grandpa sleeps really loudly. Like, his snoring wakes me up. This is why I don't want to stream in the daytime. Because you guys can hear the children outside my damn house. Damn, Brett's get off my lawn. I remember back then, I guess 2 years ago, there's this kid that keeps crying. I mean, even up to now, he still keeps crying, like, every day nonstop, he would cry. And he sounds like, I don't know, like, maybe like 2, 3 years old. He's a toddler. I don't know, 2 to 5 years old. And, like, I get so angry because all I hear is crying all the time. And I would literally just scream. Scream. Shut up! Stop crying! God! And then my family would, like, hear me, and then they'd also rant at me. Is the kid okay? I asked my family what was up with him, why does he keep crying? And then they're like, oh, when his mom goes to work, he starts crying. The kid cries when the mom goes to work. So he keeps crying, Mama, Mama. And then like the entire neighborhood wakes up. You know, the kid is on his way to be the most normal Genshin fan. He's such a really, I want mommy, I want milky, I want hugs. If you don't give me all of these at once, I will ruin your life. That's how life is sometimes. I wonder how I was when I was a kid. I think when I was a kid, when my family would go to work, I would just sneak into like the pantry and get all the food and snacks I wanted and eat them all. How long have I been tweet casting? Well, he's the barangay's morning call, yeah. I won't be surprised if, like, the entire neighborhood... Is he crying right now? Oh, wait, no, okay. They're playing. I think he's still a brat that still needs correcting. Yeah, there's dogs, but there's also children screaming. Speaking of moms going to work, majority of my life, my mom was the one working, and my dad's the one, I mean, he got jobs. He still had a job, but my dad would, like, work around the house. That's what I wanna... Oh my god, can the kids stop laughing? I have a free laugh track here. My mom is the one that works, and then my dad's like the husband, so I thought that was the norm for a while. And I was like... Well, whenever my teachers taught me that dads are supposed to be the breadwinners, I'm like, no. I would always fight them. No. No, they're not. No, it's the moms that become the breadwinner, and then the dad takes care of the house. And I guess even now, that's what I think. I want to be the one working, and obviously I need a husband that cleans around the house. I'll be the breadwinner. And then I'll come home. And I'll come home, and my husband's gonna be like, welcome home, do you want dinner, bath, or me? My dad brought us gardenia. I actually thought that's what they meant by breadwinner. Like, why? Because they bring home bread? And yeah, dads that take care of children are really cool. If I do get a husband, I do want one that's good with taking care of children. That's really cute, I think. Are you accepting applications? You can always for me always. Oh my god. I don't know, man. Are you sure you guys can? I think it's my time to be a house husband instead of the breadwinner. I mean, yeah, if your girl is more used to working, which I am. Because, like, ever since I was 13, I guess I was 13 or 14, no, 13. When I was 13, I opened up commissions. Because I really wanted to work. I don't know. I wanted money. I wanted money to buy my own things. Because my mom's mostly the one that's only supporting our house, so I wanted to help to that. I do give my money to them. Like, when something breaks, I give my money and all that stuff. Honestly, I used to take care of kids and have any of my own, but almost adopted them. Oh, that's so cute. I used to also take care of kids. A lot of them, it's hard to believe, but back then when I still went to school, we had a pretty small school. And when the teacher's absent, I'd usually be the one staying in. Well, like when the teachers are all busy, I'm the ones that are staying in and taking care of the kids. Because they really like me. Like, kids really like me. And I guess when I can interact with the children, I don't get mad. I mean, it does get frustrating dealing with kids. But just a few nice words, they'll listen to you. And if they don't listen, you scold them. And then when they feel bad, you comfort them, and then they're happy. I raised the friends kid abruptly from newborn to 5 years. Oh, okay. I see. I like hanging out with younger students at my school because people my own age would bully me. And the plus side, the kids will look cool because, oh my god, you're hanging out with an older student. That's so cool. I wish I had the patience for children. Oh, I have really bad patience, but I don't know. When I actually start dealing with them, I can deal with kids when I start dealing with them. Cause I also have little cousins I took care of. One of them was, if you guys remember the Genshin cousin, like my female cousin that really likes Genshin, she was one of the cousins I took care of when we were younger. And I don't know if I talked about him, but I also have a even younger male cousin that's in the States right now. I was the mostly the one that raised him. He mostly spent his time with me growing up. So it felt like I had a little brother, And I guess I influenced him. He's really into anime and all that stuff now. He also really likes games. And sorry for your loss. I didn't influence her to be Genshinner. But okay, this male cousin of mine, he's super cute because when I came to visit him in the States, because he lived with me for a while in the Philippines and then he moved to the States. So last year when I went to the States, I visited him a lot. Because my mom didn't want me to be a native in the States, so she would like take me to my cousins. And we'd talk about anime, we'd catch up. He really liked Friday Night Funkin'. He really, really liked Friday Night Funkin'. He was happy when he found out I also liked Friday Night Funkin'. And I'd teach him how to play. He would play with me. I'd teach him how to play. I'd set up the keybinds for him and stuff. And then, he really liked me. He would draw my favorite characters. And you know that he's a really good artist. Like, when I was 11, because he's like 11, right? When I was 11, oh wait, no, he's 10. And he was, t he's 10 years old, and he draws a lot. And back then when I was 10, bro, my neighbors are blasting music. When I was 10, I drew anime and stuff. But this guy, he really draws anime, mecha, realistic people. I mean, it's not at like mind-blowing level, but he's getting there. He draw my favorite characters. Like every day. Well, not every day. When I go there, he would be like, at the Virgil, I have something to show you. And then he would show me like picture like drawings of my house bundles. He'd be like, look, it's Samuel Hayden. Didn't you say that you really liked him? And then the next day he'd be like, look, I drew Dante. And then the next day he would be like, look, I drew Virgil. He's so cute. He's honestly really cute. I don't want him to grow up. That's cute. What a good kid. Don't let him touch Genshin. Oh no. Oh, the other day, I should show you guys my Discord chat with him sometimes because he's so cute. The other day, he was spamming Zomboid, Zomboid, Zomboid. He was like begging me to play Zomboid with him. If he keeps it up, he'll be at the top. Godspeed, kid. I know. I'm so proud of him. My grandpa, my dad, and I mean, my eyes are really hurting. My grandpa, my dad, and I—we're like the artists in the family. My dad stopped drawing. When I was born, though, like he stopped drawing, but I show you guys his drawing sometimes. He has really, really good art. My grandpa too, but I don't have my grandpa's old art. And my grandpa's sickly now. I don't think he can draw anymore. But yeah, I was basically the one passing on the legacy. I turned him into an artist. I guess it's because back then when we were younger, when he was like really, really young, he'd ask me to draw this and that for him. And then I'd draw the characters. I just realized that now. He's probably returning the favor. I'd draw him characters he'd ask me to draw. And now he turned into an artist. And then it was the same thing for the Genshiner cousin, like the female one. Because when I was like 9, I was really into MLP, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. And she saw me watching it, and then she's like, can I watch with you? And then I'm like, yeah, of course, sure. You can watch with me. And then we'd end up watching My Little Pony the entire day. And then, she'd ask me, can you draw Pinkie Pie? Can you draw Rainbow Dash? Can you draw Fluttershy? And then I draw them. I'm not good at drawing ponies, but I guess I learned how to draw ponies because I draw ponies for her. Genshin, you're like the separate. Well, familiar taunts usually get passed when the younger ones are interested. Yeah, I had like tablets in the past, right? And well, I didn't always have the tablet I have now, obviously. My older tablets, I'd give them to my cousin. I give them to the younger male one. The first free commission, and it was free. My sister drew so much MLP fan art. What, for you? What did she draw of? Who was her favorite MLP character? For all my cousins, I only had this sort of thing growing up in an older one. We used to watch horror movies all the time. Oh, I can't watch horror movies with my younger female cousin. She starts crying, and I start feeling bad. Like, she would hide behind me and start crying. I gave my old violin to my cousin. Do you still play the violin? I think the violin is super cool. I used to be really good at the piano. But after my classes, I stopped taking them. Which is a shame, really. I should have, like, continued my piano lessons. Rainbow Dash. Oh yeah, so is Rainbow Dash. Did you know Gira and Mirio likes Rarity? We were talking about it the other day. Who's your favorite MLP character? Mirio likes Rarity, but that's super fitting for her, huh? Rarity Mirio. I usually ask artists, I suppose, his preference. Do you find it easier to draw with or without a screen tablet? I guess it depends. It's easier to draw on the screen, but at the same time, it breaks your back. Like, you always have to slouch down or, like, angle the screen tablet. So, some of my friends reverted back to normal tablets after having screen tablets because it would hurt their back. What's definitely easier for me. I wish I still knew how the violin which sucks because I could have been like Lindsay Sterling by now. Bro, I wanted to play the piano and the violin. I think it was during my Madoka days. So that's 11 years old. No, 12 years old. My Madoka days. And I watch AMVs of Madoka. And they'd always be like classical or something. And I always wanted to replicate that. I guess that's why I picked up piano apart from Hetalia. Yeah, I was a Hetalia kid. My favorite character in Hetalia played the piano. So I learned how to play the piano. My stomach hurts. Discord. Is Discord even a pony? I think he's more of like a chimera, right? He's more of a chimera. But Discord is pretty cool. Didn't he become a thing with Fluttershy or something? Wild. It's breakfast time, you don't need to eat too. Oh, my grandma was asking me earlier if I wanted to eat anything, but I said no, I didn't feel like eating. Did you eat anything yet? Maybe eat some soup. My grandma was asking me if I wanted pancakes, but I guess soup sounds nice. Oh my god, I used to watch so much AMVs when I was a kid. Like, that's probably how I found a lot of my songs. But my favorite ones were like the slice of life comedy animes with mindless self-indulgence music. God, my head really hurts. Should I turn on the aircon? I need egg drop soup. I love egg drop soup. I don't know if I should turn on the aircon. If I should sweat the fever out. Well, it is like, if you want pancake later, you can eat when your stomach can handle, okay. The Weeb urge to direct your own AMV with and anime openings. I used to do, like, a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! AMVs with Eminem music. I think, maybe not. I think the cold might make it worse. Oh, okay, thanks. Hot and sour soup. I never had sour soup. I need soup right now. I think I can get egg drop. I think my grandma's really worried about me since I kept denying to eat dinner earlier. I mean, if you ask for chicken broth, it'll be obvious or sick. So yeah, I should probably tell them now. Because my grandma was wondering why I was so hesitant to eat. I don't know. Eminem, next Linkin Park mashup on top of an AMV of a Final Fantasy VII remake. Oh my god! My uncle and my dad, well, mostly my uncles, they really love Final Fantasy. So they showed me, they kept playing like this. What Final Fantasy was that? Like, Final Fantasy. My hands. There we go. Final Fantasy 13, my hands. You can literally search that up right now. My uncles love the shit out of that. Like, he really, really loved Final Fantasy in my hands. And then they would keep playing it, and I'd watch the video. And my dad likes Linkin Park. Like, he really, really likes Linkin Park. I think I already told you guys about this. He was really sad when Linkin Park died. Sorry, Chester. Not Linkin Park. When Chester died, he was super sad. I was playing. I didn't continue it anymore because I was focusing on Symphony of the Night. But I was playing, whatchamacallit, Final Fantasy V a month or two ago. It's a good game. I'm already at the part after the big bridge. After the big bridge, and it was funny because, like, my friends that also played Final Fantasy V were, like, backseating me so hard. No, Virgil, you missed the secret item here. Virgil, you need to grind this job. You need to grind the blue mage. And then get level 5 death. And then when it was like Battle of the Big Bridge, I was like, yo, look, it's Gilgamesh. And then I stopped after that. It's like I only played FF5 for Gilgamesh and that's it. Now, go figure. I get blasted enough by Shen. Now my IRL friends. More fuckers with game facts open. How to cheese Final Fantasy V. Reason need to make all the characters berserkers. Oh my god, I tried that and then we all died because they were just like going crazy. Because like the berserkers just like go crazy, right? They just literally, you can't even control them. You can't even control the damn berserkers. Remind me to link that mashup version. I think you would enjoy the crap out of that. It was so cool. You should, can you like, post it on my Motive Online tag? Because I love watching old AMVs. Oh, have you guys watched Kodocha? Or read it? Kodomo no Omocha? Kodocha? That was one of my that's my favorite anime. No, not my favorite anime, but one of my favorite animes. And it's romance, too. And, you know, it's puppy love. It's kids falling in love. And it's really, really good. I found that from an AMV. I forgot what song, sadly. But I found it from an AMV. And it's super duper duper cute. You guys should read or watch Kodocha. It's super old, but, you know. Very adorable. No, that's not the one with the kid and the teacher. That's Kodomo no Jikan. That's Kodomo no Jikan. Did I tell you guys that I was baited to like finish it by my friends? They told me that the teacher was gonna get arrested in the end. And I was like, excited to see it, and he does not get arrested in the end. He gets away with it. He gets away with it. こんなものおもちゃ What's it about? Oh, okay. 子供のおもちゃ is about this girl named Sana. She's like an idol girl. Yeah, she's a child actress, I think. So Sana, this child actress, really hates this guy from class. I forget his name. Let's just call him MC-kun. So Sana really hates MC-kun because he's a delinquent in their school and he keeps bullying her. And him and his friends would like literally lock her inside rooms and stuff. Like, it, like you know, it was bad bullying. But like eventually, Sana's kind of like a sore loser, you know? So she would like... I think she would literally stalk the guy. I don't know. She would literally stalk the guy back home and then see, oh my god, he's in a really bad family. No wonder he's like this. I can fix him. That's literally Kodocha. I can fix him. That's it. That's how I can summarize Kodocha. So like this child actress idol girl meets this delinquent boy that keeps bullying her. And then she's like, I can fix him. Yeah, you expose yourself for liking Kodomo no Jikan, bro. It's fine. I sang the opening. No, the ending. Or was it the opening? It was the ending, right? It was the ending. I sang the ending in a karaoke stream. Don't worry, we're both guilty. But yeah, that's Kodomo no Omocha. I can fix him. Oh my god, this bully, I can fix him. So did she fix him? Yeah, I guess, yeah, she did fix him. She did fix him. Actually, but there's like a lot of things that happen too. There's like love triangles and all that stuff. Oh my god, my crush has a childhood girlfriend and now she's back. You know, that kind of stuff. And it's like one of those things that like back then people would like fight over it. Like, oh no, I hate this girl. No, this girl's good. No, I hate her, you know. Can you fix me? No, you fix yourself, bro. Astarote no omocha. Doesn't sound familiar. Astarote no omocha. Oh my god, the girl looks so cute. Yo, what the hell? What is this art? Oh my god, this Gaia art is you. And this Gaia art is you for it too. This looks super cute. I'm gonna check it out. But like the guy looks mid. The guy looks mid. He looks like your generic anime protagonist. It's true though, you can't deny that. Oh my god! The guy looks like one of my friends. You guys know Zero Sketchbook, right? Like Zykrai Zero Sketchbook. He looks like him. The guy looks like one of my friends. Cute girl plus delinquent ends up with the guy being in tsundere. Oh my god, no, they were both tsunderes. That's the best thing. If you guys don't like tsundere girls, if you guys don't like tsundere guys, how about tsunderes being tsunderes to each other? I think that's super cute. Because I hated tsunderes before. I didn't like tsunderes before. And then I saw like tsundere ex tsundere, and that is so adorable, I swear. They're both cute. Yeah, the blue hair. Dude, it even sweeps up the same way. This has like the same vibe as me, like, what was it? This was like, it's so awkward to watch shows that look like your friend's OCs and stuff, cause you can imagine them and not the character. That's how it is for me. I can imagine the friend, not the character. That's why I've been hesitating on rewatching Nichiro's recently. Uh. Sun being Sun to Sun, who's being a Sun to Sun, that is cute and funny. That was fun to say. Sun being Sun to Sun, who's being a Sun to Sun. Nietzsche Bros is goated. I love Nietzsche Bros. Why? Who looks like Jack? Oh my god, a bunch of my friends look like Jack. No, it's that stupid thing. It's that stupid thing Nietzsche Bros does where their eyes just randomly darken or some shit. Tunes are kind of a miss for me. Reminds me of too many not good relationships I've seen. I have never seen an IRL tsundere. I've never seen an IRL tsundere. But I imagine it is gonna be pretty bad. Cause like, you know, IRL tsundere doesn't go well with, you know. Cause like, imagine if a girl was a tsundere to you and then you'd like hesitate on interacting with her because she might put a restraining order in you and stuff. IRL tsundere sounds so cringy, bro. Like the most I can think of for IRL tsundere are like those boys that go like, ew, no, I don't like her, she's gross. You know, those kind of guys, those guys exist, at least that exists. No, I don't like her, she's gross. No, I don't like him, he's gross. But that's like elementary stuff, I think. It's less cute, more they're just fucking mean, then say they actually love them, and then you go, really? Yeah, exactly, how can you be like that? Like, you're just gonna, like, be abusive to someone you like, and then you're gonna be like, you literally ruined my ability to love. What do you mean you love me? Boyo culture, oh my god, that's so true, that's so true. Everyone talks about cute girls fixing delinquent guys, but never about Gyara girls fixing loser boys. Isn't that like the hottest thing right now? Gyara girls and loser guys. I knew a girl who dressed as a schoolgirl in college with ties in the Sailor Foco, but that's as close as I've seen. What did you think of her? Did you like her? What else? I don't know, talking is so fun. I'm sick, but I don't want to stop talking. I should probably eat. I should, but I want to keep talking. Maybe after this, I'll ask my grandma for egg drop soup. She was painful. Why? What did she do? Would you date her? Is she the kind of painful that you would accept just to date her? There's a reason all these tropes only work in fiction. Yeah, remember the story about the yandere girlfriend my friend had back then? I mean, even up to now, I don't... Like, yandere... You know... It got boring, you know? Yandere got boring real quick. Like, oh... I love you, don't leave me or I'll kill you. That kind of yandere. It got old real quick. I like the kind of yandere that's like... It's not just love, you know? But that's probably not yandere anymore. Yeah, IRL yanderes are scary. Trust me. I met one myself because my friend's yandere ex hated me so much. I was like a big threat to her or something. Like, bro, calm down. I was just asking for help with my homework on Facebook, okay? I literally messaged that friend on Facebook for help with my homework. That's all. And I was like, what, 14? He's 18. I was like, girl, I am literally 14 years old. He's 18 years old. Why are you threatened by me? I am literally a child. Yandere is okay. And sorry, Sarah, it is scary as fuck. How to act like that. Getting ganked isn't fun. Yeah, I don't know. It's really scary. You're gonna start becoming paranoid all the time. I don't even think there was, I haven't read Watari Hokai. Maybe I should. The girl looks super cute. Oh, and that's really good art. I don't think there was a Yandere character I really liked. Maybe the Yandere characters I like are the actual crazy ones. Like, the ones that don't mask it, you know? The ones that are just outright crazy. Maybe those are the ones I like. Not the ones that are like, hee hee, I'm a cute girl, I'm so innocent, hee hee, I'm gonna kill you if you leave me. I hate those kinds of yandere's. That one yandere in Japan who keyboarded someone in public and all the guys went, I can fix her. Oh, wasn't there like more plot to that? Like, there was, the story gets deeper. It turns out that the guy was like, using her or some shit. I don't know. It was weird, but like during the time the story was just, oh yeah, she killed someone. Everybody was like, oh, I can fix her because she's Japanese. Oh my god, the girls actually slash tires. Maybe she was scaring you off because she knows her BF is up. I'm not gonna be surprised. He does like a lot of loli characters. But you know, she looked pretty young herself, so like, she's older than me, but she did look pretty young. Hell, she's even flatter than me. I've only known of one relation that has attempted murder over his shining. I know it. Oh, yeah, that's a thing, isn't it? All the young, but no there, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Well, she kicked the door open, screaming, and tried to get me with a little sharp object and got out of the bed. What the hell, bro? Did you call the cops on her? Is she in jail right now? You should call the cops on her. She needs therapy, bro. She needs therapy. Yandere's have become progressively more unhinged or fun to read. Oh, I used to read some that were like, the girl is in a cute relationship at first, but then the guy would be like a piece of shit. So like, she started becoming more and more yandere. Because, you know, the guy did deserve it, you know? Like, she'd be in a relationship with a guy and then the guy started cheating on her. I forgot what that was. I think it was by Hal. Hal, H-A-L. But the guy would start cheating on her, and then she would become more and more yandere, and then eventually, like, she just killed him outright. But she was a really nice girl at first. There's an issue where couples living together break up and the girls just wreck the place and leave. Oh my god. I think I've heard of stories like that. America moment, America moment. I don't know, that sounds like something I always hear from, like, people that live in America. Of course, and now cops didn't do anything because she started crying low. Wow. Wow. I could probably commit atrocious crimes and then cry and then they'd be fine with it. Oh, school days. Yeah. School days. Bro, Koto. What was your Koto? Koto Noha? Is that her name? Koto? Yeah, Koto Noha. Koto Noha, yeah. Bro, you know, there's like people. Bro, I don't get why people would pick the other bitch over Koto Noha. Like, Koto Noha deserves more. Right? God, I hate school days so much. I fucking hate school days. It was just like drama porn all over again. It is like the guy just fucked everyone. Like Kotonoha's bullies, the other girl, and then Kotonoha would keep getting bullied. Nobody would do anything about that. Mirai Nikki was mid. It was honestly mid. You know who I liked in Mirai Nikki? I like the couple in Mirai Nikki. Like, school days really pissed me off. Mary Nikki was mid. But at least everybody lived happily. I like the couple of Mary Nikki, and I also like the terrorist girl. You know, the one with the eye patch, the one that dates a cop and has a family with him. I love them. Yeah, the bomb girl. I like the couple and the bomb girl. The bomb girl was based as hell. Like, honestly, her. At first, I didn't like her, you know, when she was still wearing the Lolita shit. And then she became better. Mirai Nikki was manga was good from what I remember. Yeah, I remember reading the manga. I read the manga, and then I watched the anime. The anime was shit. Mirai Nikki manga, it's okay. I still think in terms of anime and manga, I think Elfin Lied's manga overchose the anime so hard. It's probably because the bar is set that low. But I did enjoy Elfin Lied's manga a lot when I was a kid. My dad really loved Elfin Lied, Evanescence, Trigun, Berserk, all that stuff. He has the elitist anime taste. He has the elitist anime taste. And I got most of my anime from him growing up. Of course, like, War Criminal was, like, the War Criminal character. Yeah, nobody was surprised with that. What do you guys think about the little boy from Mirai Nikki, though? Oh, Mirai Nikki's anime songs are nice. Yeah, I like the one that had the German words. My dad would watch Elfin Lied in front of my face. That's probably why I just blink to Guru now. He always watched messed up anime in front of me growing up. I remember the Elfin Lied school scene really traumatized me. You know that? The school scene in Elfin Lied. That really messed me up. You get that it's a whiny motherfucker. I couldn't understand him. I couldn't stand him. Yeah, I hate him. I hate him. I hate him and, you know, both. I both hate them. I hate them so much. They're like Harley Quinn and Joker or some shit. But, like, the whiny version. I'm actually trying to practice gothic rock songs. Or like gothic songs in general. You know, the classical edgy sounding ones. I really like those. Man, thing that traumatized everyone to an extent. Yeah. Yeah, that was messed up. Even the context itself was messed up. Not just the gore. Okay, I feel a lot better now. I was feeling really shitty earlier, physically and emotionally. I feel better now. I feel better now. I just had to talk. You see, every time I feel bad, I just have to talk to people and I'll feel better. Tanya's ending one. Oh, it's the one with Aoi Yuki singing, right? The it's lost. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I always have this mindset when I feel really bad. I'm not the most stable person out there, obviously. But I always have this mindset whenever I feel bad. Life's full of up and downs kind of thing. But more specifically, it's more of, you know, there were times in my life where I thought it was the end already, where I thought, okay, I'm never going to recover after this. But as long as, you know, I can still be happy after that, then there's always a second chance, you know? Even if things get really bad, as long as you become happy afterwards, then it's going to happen again. You know? Do you get what I mean? Because that really helped me. That mindset really helps me a lot. Yeah, things are bad, but they'll get better. If I felt better before, then I can feel better now, kind of thing. My schizocide. I try not to let my schizocide take control of me too much. I didn't know how to word that. Okay, that sounded really edgy. I didn't know how to word that. But I try not to let it get to me too much because, you know, it's gonna be really bad. No stream later, right? I haven't told Gira yet. I don't feel like talking to Gira. I don't feel like talking to Gira. Yeah, most potential futures will also create new ones. Yeah. It's always, you know, just one of my friends was like, whenever they get sad, they're like, I'm just gonna punch this wall and scream, and then I'll feel bad. I'll always get back up. If I break down, whatever, I'll get back up. I'm gonna cry, then get back up. And I was like, that's so cool. I want to be like that too. So I guess that's when I started getting that mindset. Want us to tell him off? No, don't. Whatever. Don't tell him off. I even look back and laugh at it one day, then you want older. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know that feeling. I held on to that. I can never recover from this feeling for 4 years. It was only really around last year that I let it go and finally moved on. Yeah, see? So the next time you feel really bad, and you feel really, really bad, just remember that you overcame that. You can do it again. But also, mental health is... But also, mental health is a serious thing. If you really can't handle it, go seek a psychiatrist, bro. If it's like super bad already, just seek a psychiatrist. Like, holy shit. I hear the psychiatrists in the Philippines are getting better. That's at least in my area, they're getting better. So then you broke your hand. Yeah. But you know, there's copium for that too. Oh my god, I broke my hand. I'm literally like guts. I literally don't have a hand. I'm literally guts. Oh, someone in my alt account posted a picture of Skull Knight saying a really cool line, and that made me happy, happy. What was it? It was something like struggler. Rise up, struggler. Just keep struggling, struggling. Don't give up, struggler. Something like that. And I thought it's super cool. It actually encouraged me a bit. I love Skull Knight. You know that meme of Guts? Like, you know how Guts is, right? Really angry, really sad, all that stuff. And then, I think in the future, Berserk arcs, he eventually becomes like, so you're telling me there's hope in this world, even though everything's gone bad? This is excellent news. I want to be like that. Actually, I'm starting to become like that. Every time I become sad, that always pops in my head. So you're telling me there's still hope for me, even though everything's gone bad? That's excellent news. I was worse before, honestly. If you think I'm in here now, I was like way worse back then. I was way, way worse. I don't know how I overcame it, honestly. I don't know how I overcame it. Whenever Vikings have decided to explode me, I tend to remember it. Don't make a funny awful story until later now. It'll be hilarious, yeah. Maybe even this I can laugh about in the future. I guess, I guess what breaks me all the time is when people don't take me seriously and they just like kind of just jab jokes at me all the time, even though like they know it'll hurt me, kind of thing. Cause, you know, if you really care about someone, why would you do something that you know hurts them, kind of stuff. I remember Purin talked about something like that too. If you really like someone, why would you hurt them? Why wouldn't you hurt them knowing, you know, it will affect them? And yeah. And people barely take me seriously. I don't know how to make them take me seriously. I really, really want people to, like, listen to me for once. Well, not for once. It sounds so edgy and sounds so entitled. More like, it's no longer a joke. I'm asking you right now. Stop that. The struggles of life ain't got shit on the indomitable human spirit. For what it's worth, you reached 13.1k. Bro, I never really cared about this. I honestly don't really care about numbers, honestly. Yeah. Ah! Wait! No, wait long! Tell me you guys didn't understand the name. Tell me you didn't understand the name. Say it right now. Say it, you guys didn't understand. Say it. Oh no. Oh well. Whatever. Papa come, yep. God damn it, you guys heard him. Nah, we couldn't hear. Oh, you just heard his voice. Okay, cool. I just felt my vertigo like spike when that happened. Okay. So yeah, I never really cared about numbers or some shit. Like, I guess it's because back then, like before I became a streamer, I already went through that numbers thing. Yeah, cause obviously I'm an artist, and obviously we create content, and obviously content creators will care about that stuff. But wait long. God, my dad's like calling me louder. God. Holy shit. I'm sweating bullets right now. Let's talk about that more, like the 15k so you get new clothes. Oh yeah. Damn, boss is really trying to get me into no numbers. But yeah, that's also one thing. I don't really know how I overcame it too. I just stopped caring about numbers, I guess, when I reached it before I became a streamer. And after that, I was like, oh, okay, new milestone. But I never really beat myself up over it, you know? I'm just like, oh, new number. Oh, new number. Oh, nice. That's a big number. But, you know, ever since I started streaming, numbers were never really a bad thing for me, whatever. Like, oh, okay, this has bad views, like, what? Okay. I still had fun streaming it, you know? I don't know if it makes sense. But yeah, my dad's calling me right now because he wants to fix my PC. Like, he wants to clean it. So yeah. I'm gonna go eat. And my dad's gonna clean my PC. So yeah, thanks for staying with me. All that stuff. Also, I checked my art tags earlier, which is really funny. This is really well-timed art, considering what I had in mind for my spoilers. Close your ears if you don't want to listen for my schedule next week. But since I already said it yesterday, my plan for next week is a horror stream, and I'm gonna read something. I'm doing a read along next week. Two, actually. One is proper media, the other is shitposty media. You guys can probably guess what it is, what I'm gonna read next week. I already read it, but I want you guys to experience it too. And obviously, I'm gonna go for the safe for work version, not the SIGS one. Yeah, I can literally show you the screenshot of me like asking Gira if I can stream this. I thought your boss was trolling when I saw the pic of the PC. Oh yeah, the one that he posted without my consent. He was even doubling down on it. Like he was showing me like people making fun of me, and I was like, "Leave me alone! I'm literally embarrassed right now. I didn't even give my consent."